the Vatican has rejected some parts of the U.S. Catholic bishops' new policy for dealing with sexually abusive priests. That's according to wire service sources. The bishops have been waiting for a response from the Vatican since they signed the policy in Dallas this past June. The Vatican's decision won't be officially released until tomorrow morning, but reaction to the decision is already churning. NPR's religion correspondent Duncan Moon reports.
The Vatican's main problem with the bishop's plan is that it shortcuts the process by which abusive priests can be removed from their duties. Church or canon law requires a long judicial process and Vatican approval to defrock a priest. Professor Chester Gillis of Georgetown University says the bishop's charter on sexual abuse calls for bishops to remove priests as soon as allegations are made against them.
Rome is concerned the disposition of the bishops and their document may not allow for due process for priests under the code of canon law, that they have a right to a defense and they have a right to present their case. And if they are immediately removed from ministry without that due process, there's a concern.
But victims of sexual abuse say the immediate removal of abusive priests, the so-called zero-tolerance policy, was the most powerful and effective part of the bishop's charter. David Clossie of SNAP, the survivors network of those abused by priests, says there is a real sense of betrayal among abuse victims.
It's a huge setback. The heart and soul of the Dallas Charter was the removal of abusive priests. And if that is called into question, I think it's a very, very dangerous backsliding by church officials.
Clossie says the Vatican's decision will likely reinvigorate criticism against the church's handling of the sexual abuse scandal. He says many victims who have not yet come forward have been waiting to see if the church would be aggressive in going after their abusers. Now, he says, he expects them to come forward and renew the pressure on the church.
Historically, pressure has been the only factor that has made the church safer and has made bishops act. We do know that that works. We do know that when survivors go public, when survivors file lawsuits, when survivors talk about what happened to them, we do see some change happen.
Father Richard McBrien of the University of Notre Dame says the Vatican's ruling does weaken the bishop's charter, but that Rome has only thrown out a small part of the policy.
It's very much like a line item veto.
McBrien says the bishops will only have to soften the zero tolerance portion of the charter.
The rest of the charter, about cooperating with civil authorities, about treating victims and their families with great pastoral sensitivity, abandoning the patterns of secrecy, and all the rest. I mean, there are a whole list of aspects to that charter that will remain in place, and in fact, in many dioceses in the United States have already been operative.
But McBrien says the U.S. bishops have very little credibility left, and that even the perception that the charter could be weakened can only hurt them further and prolong the crisis in the Roman Catholic Church. Duncan Moon, NPR News, Washington.